What's it about? What's the theme? And why is it, again, part of your Song of the Soul? I mean, obviously, since you did it twice, you've got some strong connection, or it keeps reverberating in your soul.
Yes, it does. This song, to me, is sort of a statement about how I am changed through time, through my experiences spiritually. I talk about my existence. I talk about how I experience something and I am changed by the experience. But I really mean that it's a spiritual experience. And the metaphor of the potter's wheel has been used many times spiritually for people, that we are clay in the hands of the potter. And I know that's true of myself. That's the subject matter of that song for me.
Obviously, since I know a fair amount about Quakers, we don't necessarily put into words a lot of our spiritual journey. But can you express anything of how spirit is changing you, the direction you're moving, and how it's molding you? Do you have new openings? Is way opening for you in any particular direction?
Yes, I think that in the last few years, since I've had some more time to myself, since I finished raising my kids, they're off and being adults now, I've had more time these days to spend with myself in quiet meditation, and I've learned many, many things about myself. I've gone inward a little bit more and discovering new things about how I work and my relationship with God or my higher power, whichever way I choose to use that description. So right now it's a very meditative time, but I've also enjoyed being free to explore my spiritual connections with other people. It's such a different life. Being home-based, raising children is such a different kind of an experience than being free to roam and developing relationships with people from all over the country and things like that.
The song is Potter's Wheel, Kate McLeod.